If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on July 28th, Sunday. The Jaguars have had 4 training camp practices so far. Today is their first day off since the start of training camp. So get a nice little reset rest day here, both for the players, coaches, fans, and media. Certainly it was a hot one out there yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about the Jaguars offense and what's been going on at training camp. The Jaguars offense has struggled, no question about it. I think there's a lot of different factors here that are playing into this. And so we're just going to kind of take a look at what's been going on. Usually I do a recap after each practice. Was not able to do that yesterday. I had some other things I had to attend to. But we're going to take a look at what's been going on here at Jaguars training camp for the offense and the defense through the first 4 days. Still very early. I don't think it's any time to panic for anyone involved, whether it be fans, media, coaching, players. It's very early. But the Jaguars offense has struggled, so we're going to talk about it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you've been enjoying the content, the training camp coverage, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing right now. You can become a channel member here on YouTube, helps support the channel further. Again, really appreciate y'all being here. So, as I mentioned, it has been incredibly bumpy start for the Jaguars offense here in 2024 training camp. It's been 4 days of practice. Haven't been in pads yet, which, let's be honest here, like, pads is not going to make it easier for the offense. Even if you've got some physical guys out there on offense, which I think the Jaguars do have some physicality with some of their position players, it's not going to make it easier. There's going to be more contact. There's going to be more physicality. So that's not an excuse. It's absolutely not. If anything, that should be an advantage for the offense. And it's notable that the Jaguars offense has struggled the way it has because I've been around Jaguars training camp since 2018. You know, I've seen Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, Gardner Minshew, a lot of Trevor Lawrence. I've seen some very forgettable skill position talent. I've seen some very forgettable offensive play callers, right? I have not seen an offense struggle like this so consistently through a stretch of training camp, especially to start training camp before pads come on. I have not seen anything quite like this. So that's why it's notable to me. again, I'm not trying to tell you to panic at all. We're going to kind of flesh this thing out here. But day one and day two of training camp, very heavy red zone days. The defense clearly won the first day. I think that the offense did have some highlight moments on the first day, but the defense clearly won. They made more plays. They forced three turnovers in the red zone, three interceptions. Day two, it was pretty much all defense. On Thursday, the defense really dominated, again, in the red zone. Day three, you saw less red zone work. You were working more in the middle of the field where there's more open space, more green grass, less condensed formations and all that, and just more room to work for the offense. And I thought the offense held its own a lot more on day three, not playing in the red zone, which, if you look at what the Jaguars have done the last few years under Doug Peterson, last 2 years, that kind of makes sense, right? Like, the offense has struggled in the red zone. They haven't struggled moving the ball down the field. So that kind of tracks with what you've seen so far, just since Doug Peterson's been here. But the offense did hold its own on day three. The defense still did some really nice things, no question about it. And then day four yesterday, again, not as much red zone work. You were kind of working several different situations. They were trying to get the offense on like a full drive type situation a couple times. Then there was also some like end of half, end of game type situations where they were trying to march the ball down the field quickly. I think this was the worst day from the offense. And I think the heat, the frustration, all of it just kind of boiled over, and it was a horrible day. Trevor Lawrence was clearly frustrated, threw two interceptions. One of them was to Andre Sisko in 7-on-7. Another one, you had a tipped pass at the line, which it's hard to blame him for that, but it bounced right into Trayvon Walker's hands. And then he should have had another interception. Antonio Johnson got both hands on a football, made a nice play. But Trevor Lawrence did not have a good day. He has not had a good week so far. It's been frustrating for the entire offense, and I'm not just putting this on Trevor Lawrence at all. Every quarterback has struggled. The entire offense has struggled to an extent, outside of like a couple players. So what's going on here? Like, what the heck is going on with the Jaguars offense going up against Ryan Nielsen's new defense here in Duval? I'm going to do my best to make sense of what I have been seeing out there. So for one, I know the offense isn't getting into like 20 plus plays per practice in terms of like the actual plays they're running. They're installing slowly. They're having limited installs every practice, growing the knowledge base, the situational understanding as they roll. So they're not going out there trying to put their best foot forward necessarily every day in terms of we have to win this rep. It's more about, all right, let's put us in this situation, understand the situation, and learn from it and continue to build day by day. There is that. Like, for example, on Thursday, we heard from Press Taylor the next day, and he said during that red zone heavy period, the offense only called like six different plays that whole day in the red zone. So that will make it easier for the defense to go out and perform, no doubt about it. And Press Taylor, Doug Peterson, and Ryan Nielsen, they all get together and they know what each other are going to be doing a little bit before practice. So they aren't game planning for the Jaguars defense right now. I think that matters. I think that context does matter. Still, I have never seen anything quite like this. Been out there for a long time. And even, you know, before I was covering it as media, I was always out there at training camp watching, seeing what was going on. I haven't seen anything quite like this. So while the context of the Jaguars offense not really doing full installs and running the full gambit of plays that they will have at their disposal and not game planning and all that stuff, it's still been notably off for the Jaguars offense. I think that you're just seeing a defense that's simply better coached than what you've seen here in a long time. I think Joe Cullen did an admirable job as the Jaguars defensive coordinator. I think Mike Caldwell, now that we can look back at it, that full 2 years, I think he was in over his head a little bit as a defensive coordinator. He hadn't done it before. And I think if he could do it again, there would be a lot of changes he would make to how things were being run. So it's one of those things where I think Ryan Nielsen has seen defensive coordinators operate at an extremely high level throughout his coaching career. He has done it himself, both as a co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans and a full-time solo defensive coordinator in Atlanta last year. And so he knows what he's doing. And I also think as big as Ryan Nielsen is for this Jaguars defense, I think Chris Richard is just as important for what's been going on here so far. That is a great football coach. Absolutely. Jaguars DB coach, secondary coach. And really, in my opinion, like if Ryan Nielsen is the head coach of the defense, Chris Richard is the assistant, right? He is his lieutenant, his right-hand man, right? So I really do believe that the Jaguars defense is being coached better. And that's not just those two guys. I think the coaching staff on defense is cohesive. They almost all have a lot of experience with each other and know each other very well. And I think that you're seeing that come to life out there, and you're seeing an offense that's not quite used to playing against a defense that's that well coordinated and coached. They're just not.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They weren't that well coached under Mike Caldwell. Again, Joe Cullen, I thought he did a pretty good job. I don't think he had as much talent as you see now, as much experience as you see now. And then Todd Wash, I mean, he had some decent defenses, but that was a lot more about talent than scheme. I'll tell you that right now. So they're being better coached. I really see that. And I also think you're seeing the athleticism from the secondary, the speed on the back end. I've talked about it all year. Like, since we had, you know, free agency and the draft, this defense, the secondary in particular, is so much more athletic than they were before. Darnell Savage is a big upgrade in the slot over Trey Herndon, purely from an athleticism standpoint. And you've seen him be able to stick with some guys and make some plays, especially yesterday. Darnell Savage was in the hip pocket of every receiver he was covering. Ronald Darby, great athlete, tough man cover corner. The issue with Ronald Darby throughout his career has not been his ability to play football at a high level. It's been his ability to stay healthy. And then Tyson Campbell, he's been amazing. So you have three corners out there in your starting lineup that are all sub 4.4. And you have a really good safety room. Andre Sisco is an awesome athlete, a good football player, a ball hawk. Antonio Johnson is a much better athlete than anyone you've had at strong safety. And then the backups in the safety room are really good too. Devin Lloyd is playing better, more assertive, in my opinion. Foye Oluokun is playing as good as he's ever played. And the defensive front, even without Eric Armstead out there, who's still on the PUP, still has a lot of talent. It really does. So I think you're seeing a combination of a very talented and athletic defense, especially the upgrades athleticism-wise to the secondary. And then you also got to include Deontre Prince as an upgrade from an athleticism standpoint. This is another sub-4-4 corner. It's been jarring. It's been noticeable, how good and athletic this Jaguars secondary has played so far. And again, when you combine athleticism, speed, talent, and coaching, guys know where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there, and they're playing confident. This can be the results you see sometimes. You also haven't seen the chemistry between Brian Thomas Jr. and Trevor Lawrence yet. It's a thing where I think it's been a little tough of an adjustment getting into training camp for Brian Thomas Jr. His hands have not been very consistent. They haven't looked very confident. The one opportunity he had in a team portion of practice to really go up and make a play that he should make in the end zone was on the first day, I believe, first or second day. And he had the ball bounce off his hands. You've seen a couple of other opportunities for Trevor Lawrence and Brian Thomas Jr. to try to get things going, and it just hasn't clicked yet. So it looks like they're still getting to know each other. Brian Thomas Jr. is still getting adjusted to the NFL. Gabe Davis, he hasn't been fully participating every day the whole way through. So like, you're not seeing the full complement of Gabe Davis out there playing every single rep for the team portion of practice, and you're not seeing Brian Thomas Jr. and Trevor Lawrence have that connection yet. Christian Kirk and Evan Engram have been mostly effective in the short to intermediate areas of the field, but I think you're also seeing a defense that's not scared to get beat over the top. And that's what you saw from defenses all last year. Can Brian Thomas Jr. become that football player in year one? How quickly can that happen? Can Gabe Davis make a difference in that regard? One point that Press Taylor made that I agreed with: Gabe Davis, when he is fully healthy and when he's out there 100% of the time, because I think he is fully healthy, but when he's out there 100% of the time and there's pads on, I think that's when you can see Gabe Davis really start to flourish and play his best ball, because he is one of those players that is going to be bigger and stronger and more physical than the players he's going up against, right? He's an outside wide receiver that weighs over 220 pounds. Cornerbacks, they just don't see that every day, right? And for his size, he is a very good athlete. So again, Kirk and Engram have been mostly effective in the short to intermediate areas of the field. I think ETN has been an effective receiver out of the backfield, again, mostly underneath. Tank Bigsby has looked really good running the football so far, in my opinion. Hasn't really dropped anything. You've seen some other guys stand out offensively. I think the tight ends have done a good job overall. Devin Duvernay has been fantastic. He's made big plays every single day. I think Joshua Cephas has made some nice big plays, had a huge touchdown grab down the field yesterday. I think that you've seen Denzel Mims make plays most of the days out there during the team portion of practice. So he's been standing out as well. But overall, the consistency, the cohesion, the confidence seems to be lacking a little bit right now for the Jaguars offense. Could this offense use a true number one receiver while Brian Thomas Jr. finds his footing in the NFL? That's a question that is fair to ask. That's a question that I have been asking for months. You know, even after adding Brian Thomas Jr., that's exciting, right? But could you use somebody who knows how to get it done on the outside at a high level? Beyond Gabe Davis, who I think even the most optimistic people about Gabe Davis, which I am pretty optimistic about him, would say that he's like a decent number two receiver that just plays X. And most number one receivers, or a lot of number one receivers, play X. Gabe Davis plays X, but he's not a true number one, right? So could you use a true number one on the outside? Again, I think Christian Kirk, Evan Engram, they can be targeted as much as a number one receiver would be targeted, but they're not number one receivers on the outside. They operate in a different area of the field. We'll see if this Jaguars offense can start to get it together, build some confidence, get adjusted to the speed of the Jaguars defense, not only the actual speed that the players bring, but the way Ryan Nielsen and Chris Richard and company are coaching these guys up to have the confidence to play fast, right? Can the offense start to catch up a little bit? And again, the offense has made plays every practice. Like, to close out practice yesterday, the offense, starting offense, did drive the ball down the field and scored. Ernest Johnson got in the end zone. But it's been very lopsided in favor of the defense so far. And we will see, you know, starting tomorrow, can the offense start to get it together? You will see pads come on this week. I don't think it'll be Monday, but early on in the week. And so we're going to see how this offense responds. You know, Trevor Lawrence is getting paid a lot of money. And I think that he's going to earn it. I think he already has shown that he is the guy. Anybody questioning that, I think, is outside their mind a little bit, quite frankly, based on what we've seen him do on the football field the last couple years when healthy, and the leadership, talent, all that stuff that he brings to this football team. But they've got to respond. And hopefully, optimistically, you're like, you know, iron sharpens iron. If the Jaguars defense is playing this well, it's going to push the offense to get better. And they do need to get better than they have been. Obviously, there are some built-in excuses with the installs, the plays, the game planning, all that. But they need to get better. They need to perform better than they have. We'll see if they can start to take steps in the right direction here on Monday. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.